Good morning, everyone. You know, we've all seen the power of social media, blogs, and other websites that have helped create more awareness of different issues that we might not have been familiar with before. And one of those topics nowadays is the topic of disabilities, and in this particular case, blindness and vision loss. Today, joining us from the Perkins School for the Blind is Corin Grausbeck. Corin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Sandy.
Great. Well, Corin, I know that you're the chair of the board of directors at the Perkins School for the Blind, and you're also the parent of a blind child.
That's correct.
And, you know, I know that this, you know, leads into your campaign, you know, called A Blind New World, you know, which I think is an interesting title to begin with. Can you tell us a little, first of all, what inspired you to create this campaign?
Well, sure. Thank you, Sandy. You know, the impetus for the campaign, obviously, was my son and watching him grow up. He's almost 25 years old now.
Sure.
So I really have been able to have the pleasure of observing him and his experiences as he, you know, grows up and gains new skills and learns to kind of navigate the world, quite literally. And I just thought, you know, this child, I watch him work every day so hard. I actually don't think children who are blind play. I think everything from, you know, all their downtime, all their play time is really spent learning, comparing, understanding. And he works so hard to be where he is. And, you know, to have society look at him like, and literally ask me the question, well, what can he do? I just thought, that is such the wrong way to look at it. It's like they're expecting me to give them a short laundry list of what he's capable of doing. And I felt like saying, well, there's almost nothing he can't do. And so I, you know, had that experience so many times, and I just felt he was getting sort of under, you know, just undersold, and people didn't have high expectations for him. And this was trickling into his ability to, you know, proceed after Perkins, go to college, go to get mainstream and get a job.
Sure.
Again, that question of, well, what can he do? Kept surfacing. So yeah, the idea behind an awareness campaign was to sort of, first of all, take that first layer of, you know, demystifying blindness a little bit, get people kind of comfortable. Not everybody runs into people who are blind in their daily life. It's you know, still a pretty low incidence, you know, situation. And I find that when people would run into my son, they almost were afraid to lean in and approach and connect with him because they were afraid they were going to make a mistake or say something wrong.
That's it.
So the first layer was, let's get people comfortable with the thought of blindness and with people who are blind, and by showing them the ways people who are blind do things that the sighted people do.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, a lot of the material for the campaign itself, you know, it's a combination of videos, blog posts, social media posts. Can you talk a little bit about the different content that people can find?
Sure. So if you go to blindnewworld.org, that's what the website we used as our platform. We created initially two videos. And I think the beautiful thing about the videos is they're very daily life, matter of fact.
Very much so.
Parts of them could be sighted or not sighted. One video focuses more on a young man who's taking an Uber or a Lyft type of ride to the airport. And you can see the driver initially sort of looking at him awkwardly, not knowing what to talk about, finally asks that question, you know, so you're blind, like everybody asks.
Exactly.
And, and you know, the young man is not only is he blind, but he works for a high-tech firm. He just got promoted. He's on his way to New York City for a conference, and he's traveling independently. And these are all things that are somewhat eye-opening to the sighted world, but it's, you know, you and I both know that blind people do that every day.
Absolutely.
And so it's a nice gut check for somebody, you know, listening to this thought to say, wow, shame on me for being surprised that somebody who's blind could actually do that if they can. There's a place where you can post your blind selfie, and we've had people who are blind post as well as people who are sighted. And I love the ones, people who are blind, we have like a woman jumping out of an airplane. We have, you know, lots of people going on hikes who are blind, and it, you know, just the, it shows the breadth of what people who are blind can do. And every single contributor helps break down the barriers to inclusion.
And I know you mentioned the website, but what other platforms is that campaign on? Is it on Facebook, Twitter? What other sites?
Well, we launched, that's a great question. We launched largely to be a social media online campaign, because what we really are looking for is interaction and connection. So, you know, we are on social media, blindnewworld.org. We have a, you know, we have a Facebook page. We have 75,000 followers who are really helping build a community. We have lots of, you know, we have, we post things, and, you know, sometimes we get feedback from people who are blind who are like, you know, this is kind of condescending. And the same point or tip, we'll get feedback from people who are sighted who say, gosh, there's a blind person in my, you know, work group, and that tip was so helpful, I never would have thought of that. So, you know, you get all sorts of feedback, and, you know, we understand that. And we also then went on to do another campaign through an organization called Upworthy, which was also on Facebook, and you can find that also on blindnewworld.org. And it was really a fun campaign to really highlight sort of the plethora of things that blind people do, like, you know, starting with skiing and running groups and giving presentations at work. And, you know, and there's so many quick edits to all these things that people do. It really helps, you know, the sighted world, you know, open up their minds to, wow, look at that. And I've had, you know, I've had people actually stop me and say to me proudly, you know, like, I, you know, work in a high-tech company, and last week we brought in, you know, someone who's blind for an interview, and, you know, I read through some of your tips, and they were really helpful, and this guy is superstar, and we're hiring him. I mean, just
that's wonderful.
Anecdotes like that just make me so happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Very rewarding, I'm sure, on a personal level. For anyone that's interested to check out the website, can you repeat that again, Corinne?
Yes, it's blindnewworld.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Corinne.
Okay. Thank you again, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.